When you're used to 10,000 calories a day of ground beef with taco seasoning, yeah, you're going to feel hungry if you're only taking in 8,500 calories. Because you're used to 10,000. So yeah, this has been hard for me. That's a lot of ground beef, too. That just down the drain.
Welcome to the minefield. It's episode 76. Thanks for tuning in. I am trying to limit my caloric intake. That was just a little clip from some stand-up comedy I did last weekend. And I did a lot of, you know, weight-based, you know, jokes and a lot of weight-based material. But I am trying to limit my caloric intake. It's not 10,000 calories a day of ground beef with taco seasoning. But I think that's funny, and I've been saying that for a decade and a half. And I think sometimes I say that to be so ridiculous to cover up for, you know, the bad dietary decisions that I do make on a day-to-day basis. They're not really the 10,000 calories of ground beef and taco seasoning, but, you know, I know the difference between what I should eat and what I shouldn't. This is my weight gain's not an issue of, like, not knowing. It's caloric regulation. So yeah, I'm down to 8,500 calories a day of ground beef and taco seasoning. Now they make me drain the grease out before I eat it. Ugh, boring. Welcome to episode 76. And today's episode is brought to you by Zaxby's in Baxley. It's the Baxley location, Zaxby franchise. It's a great location. If you're traveling through South Georgia, stop in and say it. The minefield sent you over.
Zaxby's in Baxley, Georgia.
They have a secret menu Zaxby's there for minefield listeners. Baxley, explore that Georgia. When you explore with our Patreon. You can find it at via our Gmail account at theminefieldpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, but who cares? We're on Instagram, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so let's do something we've never done. This should be interesting, actually. We've had the capability to do this the entire time we've been a podcast here on the minefield. And it's episode 76. We have had some people holding on our landline call-in line since episode one, actually, which is kind of crazy. And I'm going to go ahead and go to them because we haven't done that before. And I'm hooking everything up right now. Make sure we can bring these people in. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, listen, the computer screen says you want to talk about relationships. There's actually two of you on the call. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so Taish Naish, say hello to Margo and Harold. How are you guys doing?
Women cheat on men more than the other way around.
Okay, get jumping right into it, I guess.
All the time. Yeah. Women cheat so much.
You guys have been on hold for 4 years, and this is what you want to talk about?
Women cheat on men more than the other way around.
Good
women
God.
Cheat so much more than men. Yeah, when they cheat, it's worse.
Yes.
Because who cares cheats, about this? Like, you're one of these couples that talks about couplehood and talks about cheating, and you talk about this stuff? Like, that. This is what you're doing?
I think it's totally different.
Yeah.
But she was saying, she was like, men don't want women who are in positions
I don't know.
Power.
I just feel like after being, you know, if you're going to be on hold for that long.
Don't want that either.
Okay.
I'm saying, wait.
I get that you guys seem to know a lot about relationships. You have a podcast?
Physicality of it.
But that's the problem, because as a woman, she's always going to be
You don't
seeking,
stop, do you? Okay. All right, so you make YouTube videos where you talk about cheating, basically,
yes.
With other... So you sit around in a circle,
yeah.
And you just talk about this.
Yeah.
Right
because biologically, okay, it's different. So, like, men want to just spread their...
Yeah. But she was saying, she was like, men don't want
women who are in positions of power, who get a lot of respect, who have a lot of money. Boys don't want that either. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm saying, wait. If I'm a young dude, why would I not be attracted to a woman who has power, money, and respect? Like, that means I barely have to put anything into the relationship other than the physicality of it.
But that's the problem, because as a woman, she's always going to be seeking
the whole problem with this. I guess I just don't care about cheating, or I just don't care. I mean, I really, none of that is interesting to me. So I get that that's what you guys want to talk about. Moving on, Joe in Great Neck. Joe, is this Joe?
Yes.
All right. What do you want to talk about, Joe?
Yes, I do.
What are you interested in?
Killing people.
Are you being serious?
Yes. Last March 11th, I was hallucinating, and I took a razor blade and I cut a man's throat.
All right, forget it. Okay. Terry in Hiram. Terry, you're with us. What do you want to talk about?
Did you see that video of the Chinese ambassador in Britain being asked on the BBC about the
tick? I'd actually rather just go back to the couple who talks about cheating.
But that's the problem, because as a woman, she's always going to be seeking upwards.
I'd rather just listen to a whole relationship podcast.
As a woman, she's always going to be seeking
upwards.
Keep
them coming. It's 1-900-STANK. Line two, we got Joseph in Janesville, Wisconsin. Joseph, what do you want to talk about?
You want to know how if a woman's hands stink? You reach out to shake her hand, but you don't shake her hand. You grab her by the hip and you pull her hand up to you, and you make like you're about to kiss her hand. Why? You smelling that mug.
Oh, God. What is going on with these callers? Joseph. Our next caller, Joe in Stoughton, Wisconsin.
So I'll shake Bob's hand. Hey, Bob, how you doing? But I'll grab Tiffany's hand, and I'll grab Tiffany's, and I'll say, Tiffany, what's charmed. And I'll bring her hand into here, like I'm about to kiss it. Ugh. And if I start smelling garlic and cloves and stuff you've been eating with your fingers, get out of my face, you femininity faker. Because I don't need to know why. You stink. You don't wash your hands? That means you don't wash your hands after you wiped your butt? Okay. No.
I'm going to throw up. I'm not 100% sure why, but I'm going to throw up. Next caller, line three. Line three, Peter in Noblesville, Indiana. Peter, are you there? All right, Peter, what...
I'm trying hard before I die, homie, to put at least 100 rappers in jail. I'm the new hip-hop police. That's my ultimate goal.
Okay.
I got a quota I'm trying to meet.
Okay. And we are open. The phone lines are open. Give us a call on the minefield here, MF22, and we'll take your calls on the show.
Don't forget, the minefield is also a UFO podcast. So, here's some UFO stuff.
With some of these UFO sightings, because there are so many sightings, I like to focus on different areas, especially where there's activity that we're interacting with as a podcast or as, you know, UFO hunters. In that last segment we did, I'm not going to lie, I'm still a little shaken by some of that, because that was strange. Some of that was strange, and it didn't go, you know, the way I would ideally like that segment to go in the future, but you know what? I'm over it and I'm moving on. But a few of the calls came in from the Janesville, Wisconsin area, Stoughton, Madison, Wisconsin area. So I decided to focus on that part of the country, and it's been a part of the country I've been interested in, and with this very rich UFO history. Three cities in the United States, I'll just keep it short, kind of claim to be the UFO capital of the United States and of the world. And one of them is in Wisconsin, Elmwood, Wisconsin. And Elmwood was home to a very famous and strange sighting that happened in 1961, the Eagle River sighting. And it was an encounter between an aircraft, according to the man who experienced this, Joe Simonson, an aircraft full of aliens, an encounter between this aircraft full of aliens and Joe Simonton, who was a plumber and a chicken farmer, and it was bizarre. And he was eating breakfast, and he saw this craft land in his backyard. And he went over there, and according to reporting done by WUWM, 89.7 FM, the NPR affiliate in Milwaukee there. None of it was reported directly from Simonton himself, but he did extensive interviews with reporters at the time. And this craft was just sitting in his backyard, and it had an opening on the top, and he saw that there were these people, these like identical looking people, and on the inside the craft. And they all looked the same, and they were all small, and they all had dark skin and dark hair and dark eyes. It was not a soccer team. One of them came out of the ship, though, of the craft, with a water jug sort of thing. And Simonton realized that through nonverbal communication, through this, like, telepathy, that they needed water. So I guess these aliens, I mean, this is a classic situation. Aliens need water, so they stop at this guy's farm in Wisconsin instead of, like, one of the Great Lakes, but or one of the hundreds of thousands of lakes in Wisconsin, and, like, suck up a few thousand cubic yards of water with their, like, telepathy and just boogie on out of there. No, they go to a farm. They all get out. They express that they need a couple of gallons into, I mean, what are we talking about, a jug here? Anyway, back to the story. He filled up the jug, and they gave him, in return, something that they call, and of course this is non-verbally that they call this, saucer cakes that they had made that were like pancakes. And Simonton told the reporters that the saucer cakes were the worst tasting pancake he'd ever had in exchange for his water. So they closed up the top of the ship and flew off. And Simonton went into town and told people and reported this to the police or whoever. And thousands of people would just come visit his farm after that, just to look at the property. And he had the pancakes out on, like, serving trays under, like, glass cases, to the point that the government and the infamous Project Blue Book got interested in Simonton's story. That's a good one, because you've got the sighting, you've got the exchange between the two entities, you've got the trading of the saucer cakes for the water. I mean, this is a hell of an encounter. This is a lot different than those fuzzy triangle shaped things that people put on Reddit that could sort of maybe be a huge triangle, but could also be three drones, or it could be a drone and a plane and a helicopter, whatever. My debunking days are not today. Today was about talking to people who call in to the phone line. And I'm starting to realize that I don't really want to talk to the people who call in to our phone line anymore. And that I probably won't do that anymore, because that didn't go well. Like, one guy expressed interest in, I don't know, it was awful. Did you think that too, Simon?
Yeah,
Kwame, did y'all also? Well, that was weird, wasn't it? Yeah. He was strange. The whole thing was weird.
It was weird.
We'll be back next week with a wild episode. I have a weird piece of found footage for you guys. I'm the person who created it, but I didn't mean to. My voice recorder is voice activated, so sometimes if I scream in the middle of the night, or if I call out, or I'm having a raging sort of nightmare where I'm fighting, and I can listen to it later to try to put back together some of this trauma, some of this PTSD work that we're doing. So the other night, the little baby had a blowout diaper that was just pretty gruesome, quite gruesome, in the middle of the night. And my voice recorder is next to the baby monitor. And so it picked up this wild scene over the voice recorder. So that's going to be our next episode.
Oh my God. Oh gosh. It's all over. Hey. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. It's not. Oh, watch the hair. Watch the hair. Almost done. Let me just cut this off real quick.
boy. Okay, breathe deep. Take a deep breath.
Listen to what you've got in store coming at you next week. It's going to be wild, and I'll try to tone it down. I don't want people to, you know, get sick listening to it. So I'm going to try to, we're going to try to edit out some of the spots that are a little bit more graphic. Some of the motor oil scene doesn't need to be in the podcast. It doesn't have to be. I'd love it to be in there. I really prefer it, but it doesn't have to be. So we'll see you next time. You're now leaving the minefield. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.